Hello, and welcome to Module 3 of Flyaway Travel Writing Class. This is Tracy Kervels, and this week we're discussing travel outlets, who and where to pitch. Now, I know that there are many, many websites where you can pitch articles to, and I'll touch upon that, but for the most part, I'm going to discuss pitching to magazines and newspapers. They are still alive, and they are still publishing travel articles. So what you want to do is take your pitch from Module 2, take a look at that, and where would this fit in? Is this a luxury story? Is it a budget story? Family, bridal, food, wine? Is it upscale? Is it family friendly? Really narrow it down. What is your story about, and who would the story appeal to? Once you know that, actually, write those things down, because once you know that, you can take a look at the magazines that are out there and find a couple of places that would be a great fit. So what I'm going to suggest, it might sound old-fashioned, but I still do this. I go to my local bookstore, which for me is Barnes & Noble. It has a very large magazine section, and you want to take a look at their travel publications and also their lifestyle publications, because there are a lot of magazines that aren't just travel-related that do publish travel stories. So you might find a family publication that does that, or maybe a budget magazine that does that, or a luxury one. So take a look at both travel magazines and also other lifestyle publications. Now take a look at those and really read through them and look at the different sections that the magazine has. This is sort of your teacher, your homework. This is what you do to figure out where your story will fit in. And an editor loves to know that you did your homework, that you researched their magazine, you know where your story would fit in, so that you can say, this story would make a great fit for the X, Y, and Z section or whatever. So you do that, and to begin with, I've attached a worksheet. So you can make a list of around 5 magazines where you see your story fitting in. Now write down those 5 publications, and then go to the front of the magazine, go to the masthead, and find an editor or two at each magazine who you could pitch the article to. Now, you tend to want to avoid pitching to the editor-in-chief or the executive editor, or anyone at the top of the masthead. They're usually looking at the bigger picture of the magazine, so they're not always looking at pitches. That being said, you can, once in a while, pitch the editor-in-chief. I have done that, and then they've sent it off to the travel editor. But you tend to want to stick with either the travel editor, or the features editor, or the associate editor who is moving their way up the masthead. So you list those names, and then you can either refer to the hot list of travel editors, which I gave you at the beginning of class as a bonus for the editor's name, or you can do your own research. You can Google or go to that publication's website and look for their email address. Basically, I don't think any editor wants to get a regular letter in the mail anymore. So you just email them. And if you can't find that, I know that MediaBistro.com, they offer a service, I think, that has all the mastheads. And I think there's a fee involved, so I'm not sure what that fee is. But you can check out MediaBistro.com if you really can't find an editor's email address. So you do that, you make a list of about 5 places, and then if you also want to pitch to newspapers, which I highly suggest because it's much easier to break into newspapers than it is to magazines. I think that's because newspapers publish every week. If they have a travel section, they publish it every week, and sometimes they have special sections. And also, magazines tend to work with a lot of the same writers, and they also plan out their issues 6 months in advance. So, you know, for next 6 months from now, they're already working on that issue. So it can be a little harder to break in, though not impossible. You certainly can. If you have an incredible idea, send it. They'll likely be receptive to it. And if they don't like that idea, if they loved your writing and your idea, they'll consider you for other stories in the future. So make your list of about 5 magazines you'd like to publish to and 5 newspapers. Get all their email addresses. And then using the pitch model from module number 2, you can start to pitch all those people. Now, there are some people who would say, oh, don't pitch to multiple people. But if you're just starting out, the chances aren't incredible that all 10 editors are going to want your story. And in fact, since each publication is a little bit different, you'll want to tailor your pitch to each place. And the editor might come back and say, oh, I love this idea, but why don't you hone it in this direction? Like, say you are writing about 10 beaches in the Caribbean. They might say, oh, we love the beach idea, but we'd really like beaches in Thailand. So definitely, you know, keep your options open. Pitch a number of editors your story. And also, I wanted to bring up the question of whether or not to write the entire article before you pitch it. I would say absolutely no. I would say no because of the reason I just mentioned, which is that when you pitch an editor, they might like some portion of your idea and they may want to change some of it. So you would never waste your time and write an entire story and send it out. You would always send a pitch because 50% of the time the editor is going to say, oh, that's great, but can you add in more X, Y, and Z? They like to sometimes hone it for their particular publication. So while the gist of your story will definitely be there, they might change it up a tiny bit. And they also will tell you how many words they want and if they want photographs, those things that we went over in the last module. So you do that and you start pitching away. And if you use the formula that I recommended to you that I learned a long time ago from a writer, always have 5 pitches out. So if you pitch those 10 editors that you came up with on your next visit to the bookstore, if you have those 10 out, try to do that every week. But, you know, 5 is a little more reasonable for each week. But since you're starting out, start with 10. And then when those editors start writing you back, you immediately, if you can, send them another idea so that you're fresh on their mind. So if you have 5 pitches out a week, you are more than likely going to be able to publish one of your stories. It can be a numbers game, and the more you're pitching, the more you're going to have a chance of publishing. Now, the next thing I want to bring up are websites. Now, I have not personally published a lot of travel stories on websites. I have my own blog, as you know, and I do publish some things there. And you know, if you're starting out, you may want to pitch some travel websites, perhaps some other blogs. I've been approached by people to write about travel on my blog. So you might want to do that to start out so you can get some clips under your belt that you can show to editors if you're starting out. And also, I think you'd want to consider having your own website. Just from having my website, I get invited on trips and, you know, sent lots of different story ideas. I get probably 10 to 15 emails every day with people pitching me story ideas. These are from publicists. They'll tell me about something going on in Thailand or Colorado. You know, I get them from all over the world. So down the road, if you do want to have a website, we can talk about that some more too. It would be great if you had one in your niche that you picked out in the first module, because that will really attract people to your site if you're writing about one particular passion that you have. So if you are writing about travel and you want to discover food like I do around the world, that could be your niche. Or you might want to write about honeymoons or, you know, whatever your niche is. If you do want to have your own website, that's also a really great way not only to attract story ideas, but also a place to have all your writing samples so you can just send editors to your site. And it becomes a little more attractive for you to publish your stories also. So I sort of do both. I have my blog and I write for newspapers and magazines. And it's a good mix for me because I like writing for other publications, but then I have my own sort of home on my website. So that might be something you want to think about down the road. And if you do, please contact me because I have tons and tons of resources in that area. But back to pitching the editors. There's one more thing I want to tell you is that these editors sort of become your teachers in a way because they'll write back and say, great idea, but we're working on Thanksgiving ideas right now. Great idea, we're working on summer holiday ideas. So you get to know each publication when they're looking for certain things. And other editors might say, oh, the idea wasn't strong enough. Maybe if you had focused more on the mountains in Colorado, it would have been a better story. I'm just making that up. But some editors will give you feedback, and you can take that feedback and really learn from it. I know that I have. So if you take it and learn from it and not look at it as a rejection, which is another thing I want to discuss, because there will be a lot of rejection, and it's so not personal. It's like we said before, maybe they're not, they already covered that story, or they're working on a different kind of story. Maybe they're working on family-friendly articles and they don't want your article on traveling alone. So you have to really pinpoint who you're targeting so that the chances are higher that they'll publish you. So please don't submit a story on, you know, the new luxury resort in Miami to a budget magazine. So once you grasp all these different elements of pitching, you'll start to get it more and more. You'll learn from these editors. You'll learn where to pitch, who to pitch. Oftentimes you'll get an email back that will say, oh, I'm not the right editor for that. Please send it to so-and-so. So it just becomes a learning curve for you when you're starting out to get to know the right people, the right places, what they're working on, and never, ever, ever take the rejection personally. You just keep plugging away. Keep sending out those 5 pitches every single week. If you have 5 pitches in someone's email box every week, you're doing a great, great job. And when you start to have more of a niche, and when these editors start to know you more and more, you will definitely be ahead of the game. So I wish you the best. I want to hear all about your pitching, who you've pitched, who you've heard back from. Let me know, and good luck, and see you on the next module.